Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. Before we get to Mark Lawrence, and Mark, you can listen to this scouting report on Ben Simmons before he was drafted, and it's so spot on. It's almost like the guy wrote it yesterday. Simmons' lack of competitiveness in crucial games has raised questions about his character. Those who know him best say he needs things to revolve around him on and off the court, and that he's often been closed-minded to coaching or instruction. Is that so spot on? It's unbelievable. But anyway, Ben Simmons is a fraud. But we're going to talk about football. Mark, how are you today?
There's a few people I've known that have had that M.O., if you will.
I know. I tell you, he's got to see the wizard for a heart and courage. He needs some cojones, too. But I don't know if the wizard had that for those people that went to see him. But anyway, all right, let's take a look at the weekend football. And we will start, obviously, as we always do, with college football. What do you like this weekend?
I'm going to look at a couple of plays that I call say it ain't so, Joe, kind of plays where you've got underdogs that have been favored like forever against these football teams they're playing, and they're bringing winning records into the games. The first is going to be Clemson taking 3.5 points against Pittsburgh today. Clemson's a team that has been favored in their last 64 consecutive regular season football games.
Yeah.
Just wild. They've gone up against Pittsburgh three times since Pittsburgh joined the ACC. They were favored by 20 or more in each of those three games. And you have Pitt coming into the AP Top 25 for the first time this week, going all the way back to 2007. Those teams kind of tend to have a champagne high when they do that. Clemson 4-2 in the season can still win the ACC. I'm going to play them plus the points and see if they don't get out of Pittsburgh with the win today.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's a 3.5 point favorite.
Correct.
All right, let's go. Who else do you like?
That guy's going to be Oregon. We're going to take 2.5 points against UCLA. And the strange thing here is they were favored in this football game by 6 as a favorite before the season began. In fact, let me roll that back to Clemson. They were favored by 16 against Pittsburgh before the season began. That's how much the lines have adjusted here. In the UCLA game here, Oregon's been favored in 10 of the last 12 games they've played. And what you have here in Oregon is simply a top 10 ranked team who's 5-1 on the season, taking points from a team that wants to be a wannabe, and it's a step-up game. Chip Kelly has tried twice to beat Oregon as a head coach with UCLA. He has not done it yet. I don't think he does it again today. I'll play Oregon plus the points.
Okay, so now there's teams that may be in a sandwich, may be coming off a big win. Do you have any teams that are kind of caught in the middle with playing a nothing team today with a big game on the other side or coming off a big win?
Well, we're in that stage of the season right now where, you know, I think look-ahead games, you know, they're a big part of handicapping factors because not only do you have that, but you have teams that are getting themselves close to being in position for bowl games, per se, doing right. just that. But, you know, you've got Michigan playing Michigan State next, and I'm not a big Jim Harbaugh fan, and you got a team in who now suddenly Michigan State is meaningful. They're undefeated. That's going to be a big, big football game between the two teams.
Right.
I think Michigan could get caught looking ahead in a football game like this. And I'd say that's probably at the top of the list, probably the biggest game for a possible look-ahead type situation in college football today.
All right, let's take a look at the pros, which is not a really good card. But it's still there, and people are still going to bet it. By the way, I'll tell you, somebody bet $100,000 on Penn State today. I will tell you that here at the sports book at Borgata. So just passing that along to the people and to you. All right, who do you like in the pros?
Pros, I'm going to fade two favorites again that are being outyarded or outstatted in their last three football games, and now they're favored in these contests here. First is going to be the New York Giants taking points from Carolina. This is a Carolina football team that started out 3-0, straight up and to the money. Now they're 0-3, straight up and to the money, and it's all largely because they lost Christian McCaffrey. They are not the same football team, yet they're being priced like they're still Carolina in this contest here. The Giants find ways to continue to keep losing, but I think they'll get Carolina to play to their level in this game here. They've won the money five of the last six against teams out of the NFC South. I'll play the Giants plus the points for that first play.
All right. Hold your nose.
Yes,
close your eyes.
Is.
Oh, boy. Who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Monday night. We're going to hold our nose and back Geno Smith this week, and that's never really an intoxicating aroma going in. But the bottom line here is we're fading New Orleans in the game. And simply put, New Orleans has been out-yarded in their last four football games in a row coming into this particular contest. They're allowing 59 yards a game more than they're gaining on the season are the Saints this year. It's all largely Jameis Winston, and he's not the answer, obviously, to replacing Drew Brees. It's probably not going to be anybody that is at this particular stage. But you've got Pete Carroll, a head coach who really, really shines in games when his team owns a losing record and he's at home. He's 33-13 in that particular role. And they're still alive. All they have to do is hold the fort till Russell Wilson gets back, and I think they can do that Monday night. I like Seattle plus the points in that game.
You know what? I'm going to use one of your philosophies. Teams lift themselves up for the backup quarterback for the first game, but it's not necessarily the case for the game after that. And then Geno Smith, this is the game after that first game. Does that concern you at all?
That was a major concern because, you know, but I would say this, Howard, to that, you know, to answer that question. When the teams lift themselves up for that quarterback and they get that win, that's usually when they let down the game thereafter. They lost the football game. So I don't know if there's any letdown in Seattle here, that particular situation. But I did think about that. There's no question. But had they come off the win, they probably would not be talking about it.
All right, the Eagles, which I like the Eagles. I'm looking at the emotion that the Raiders had because of the firing of John Gruden, and now this is the game afterwards, and I kind of look at that a little bit. But who do you like in that game?
This is a tough game for me because you don't know if the Vegas Raiders are going to continue on this win one for the Gipper type situation there for them in that particular case. And I do know that you take a look at Philadelphia comes out that big game against the defending Super Bowl champions. Those are usually let-down situations when you gear yourself up to take on the defending champion, especially when you win the game. The Eagles didn't do that. They covered the football contest here. I think, personally, this is a real, real tough call. But I like the over in the football game more than anything else. I think there'll be points of plenty in this football game here between these two teams. A real nice situation involving a game like this where non-conference matchups in games like this, after coming off of the Super Bowl champion, those teams have gone over 12 out of 14 times. That, I think, gets me the over total in this Eagles football game.
You know, I want to like the Bengals because I think they're doing a good job. The Ravens always find a way to win, but they're laying 6.5 points. You have a side in that game?
I'm going to stay with the Ravens in the game, largely because two things. Number one, Cincinnati's got their attention. You know, they're right on their back, and suddenly they appear to be viable. Okay. Number two, this is the third of three games in a row at home for Baltimore. and they've got a bye week up on deck next week. That's a real strong situation for teams like that. You know, and they're on a roll right now. I'm not going to step in front of Baltimore right now.
Okay. All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. And next week we'll talk about the odds of Ben Simmons crying in front of his team because the pity party, and we've had a pity party all morning this morning, so the pity party will continue for poor Ben Simmons.
Well, let me know to where to send the flowers.
Okay. Okay. All right. Mark, you have a great week.
Thanks, Howard. Be good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah, well, it's just pity party will continue until you get his ass out of town. All right. Let's go to Mike. You're on WIP.
Howard, this is 30 years too late, but I want to thank you. In 91, I snuck into a Sixers practice before a playoff game at St. Joe's to make a wedding cake. Barkley, Lynam, Mahorn went through it. Bowl was great. Then I came to you, just stuck the recorder in your face, and you complained about the fact that you weren't invited to the wedding. It was tremendous.
Well, here's the deal. Are you still married?
No. I was the best man and doing the toast.
Oh, I got you.
So well, here's the deal.
I'm happy I did it for you.
It was tremendous. It was so fun. When it came over the PA in Springfield, Delaware County, with 200 people, and, you know, I got Rizzo and all these people and blah, blah, blah. Your name came up, and people sort of groaned, right? And then you said what you said, and they laughed.
Well, that's good. You know what? I'm glad I brought, I'm glad I brought some happiness to people at a sad event like a wedding. No, I'm kidding.
I loved it, dude. I thought I'd see you, but I didn't see you. But you were spontaneous and very funny.
That was shortly after. I started. That was 5 years after. 86 is when I did that first sports talk show. Because I celebrated I'm still my 35th anniversary this year. Yeah, let me just mention.
And Howard, also, you walked into the practice yelling at Barkley to sign things.
Well, that's all right. That's good.
Hey, man, I thought it was funny. I don't care.
I'm glad. Thanks for the thank you. Hey, Mike, have a great weekend. You know what? I will say this. Joe DeCamera begged for a gift for a 5-year anniversary. You know what a 5-year anniversary is in this business? It's like 35 years I've worked, just at this station, a five-year anniversary. You kidding me, Joe? You know what your gift is? They let you keep your job. All right, Joe? Come on, man. Let's go to Mike. You're on WIP.
Howard, it's always great to get Saturday off to a rip-roaring start and keeping it flowing. So thanks.
I was just trying to invite everybody to the pity party today.
I'm staying away from the Ben thing. I'm going right to our beloved Eagles defense at this point. I mean, I'm serious. You know, timid and toothless are just not in our vocabulary. I mean, I understand maybe we have to stay 45 yards back to protect from Ruggs, but make no mistake, if Waller comes close to this 19 catches and 215 yards for a tight end records in a game, I'm going to be pretty upset. This is just inexcusable in my book. And I think, you know, a lot of people said, well, we held the Bucs to 28 points. My thing is, I'm not going to bleed down the field for three long drives. I'd rather, you know, send extra pressure. I like Singleton blitzing. I like Taylor blitz. I like anybody putting pressure on anybody rather than bleed for three drives for 12 or 15 plays. It's just unacceptable.
Okay, so do you think they're going to win?
No, I don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to win.
I just, something about it. And, you know, I'm not saying that the Eagles are a good team. They're okay. But I think they're going to beat the Raiders.
Is Jacobs healthy?
I think so. Well, we'll see. I mean, like any game. I mean, it's not rocket science. They got to lead in turnovers. They got to be plus in turnovers. So,
well, again, I just think using backs out of the backfield for catching the ball is just unacceptable.
So hopefully
Sarri and I come around.
Let me ask you, who is your most aggravating?
You know, even though I've been out of town for about 35 plus years, Jim Schwartz will always be there. He got us on this path. I mean,
who?
I know players. I'm sticking with Jim Schwartz.
It's not, Mike, it's, it's not good. He did some good things. Come on, man. Let's go to Mark. Mark, I know you want to talk about Simmons and join into the pity party, but give me your most aggravating.
Brett Brown.
You know, I'm not going to, because there was some good moments. He was given a bunch of, what did he call them, gypsies? He was given a bunch of gypsies. But he coddled Ben Simmons, too. I appreciate the effort, and we'll try again. We'll have the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers every week. So thanks. Thanks to the Bruno Brothers. They're so good with that stuff. Let's go to John. All right, John, who is it?
DeSean Jackson.
Why would you say he's aggravating?
Oh, he'd be great for two games, and you never see him again.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll never forget that punt return by the Giants.
It was great, but what did he do ever before that?
Well, he's had some big moments. Come on, man. That's unfair. That's unfair. But I appreciate the effort. All right. The pity party for this Saturday comes to an end here at the Borgata. But we can celebrate, and we're going to celebrate for a while until Daryl Morey grows a pair, stops becoming a fraud, and
celebrate
trades
him.
His
celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah, we'll celebrate because he's our brother now. The player, Tobias Harris, I unfollowed him this morning. That was a major event on the show because Tobias Harris has nothing but nonsense on Twitter. Well, give him a space. Give him a space for what? He's the one that bailed out on his team. This is just such nonsense. You know, he's been coddled as a kid by his parents. I guess mommy's going to come over for Australia to bring the warm milk and cookies for him to keep him company. So they coddled him. They coddled him when he was recruited. They coddled him at LSU. Brett Brown, yes, did coddle him here. And now Glenn Rivers is a Ben Abler. He let him do whatever he wanted for a year and a half since Doc Rivers. And now you're going to say, no, you can't do that because you said he's not a point guard on a championship team? Stop this. Stop. Stop. I'm going crazy. I want to blow myself up. I know people are rooting for that, so I won't do it. Only because you're rooting for it. All right. Glenn and Ray are next. I wanted to talk more Eagles, but you can't get away from the pity party. You can't get away. And anybody that wants to, you know, when T.O. didn't make enough money for his family, that's Tobias Harris says, you know, be respectful of Ben's family. He doesn't have any family here. They're in Australia. So, the winner. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Who's our winner? Kyle?
Yeah.
Bill?
So, I'm actually split between.
I'm telling you, I'm so wound up in this pity party, I can't help myself.
We'll help you out here. So I got split between two guys. Maybe Bill can help me out here. Two guys who really struggled to keep
most
it together. McNabb and Nola are the two.
You know what? For different reasons. Wow, Bill, you're the tiebreaker because I stay out of this, so people can't blame me for not winning.
I got to go Donovan. He still aggravates me.
Okay, Donovan still aggravates Bill. So, Ryan.
Number five will always love you.
do you know that McNabb and my son, I can't ever call him Spike because I didn't name him that. And now because he's a big Yankees fan now, too. But I do like Aaron Boone and the Yankees. But he and McNabb were in the same class at Syracuse. He interviewed him before I did at the Syracuse radio station. So they're boys now. But he's the most aggravating. Break that news to my son, will you? While he's wearing his Yankees cap and his Yankees T-shirt. And he's rooting for the Knicks, who, by the way, are good. The Knicks are good. All right. The pity party, I'm sure, will go on. And if there's any good babysitters out there, because with the pity party comes, you got to take care of this child. He's been a child because people have enabled him to be a child. Move on. Tobias, you've been unfollowed because I'm tired of your garbage on Twitter. Let me make it clear. I am sensitive, very, and I think it's, we really should be sensitive to people with mental health issues, real mental health issues, not this bogus because you're not trading me. I'm coming back to get my money, but now I'm not mentally prepared to play at the level I want to play. Stop this nonsense. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. All right. I've had enough. But thanks to the people here at the Borgata, Bill Matz here, Kyle Quinn back there, and Glenn McDowell and Ray Dittinger are coming up. I know they're going to want to talk about football, and they will. But I'm sure they'll talk about some other things, too. WIP Sports Time is now 10 o'clock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.